the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey has its first case of a cat infected with bird flu. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has confirmed. State health officials say the feral cat from Hunterdon County, which was humanely euthanized, developed severe symptoms, including neurologic signs. Other cats on the same property were also reported ill. One outdoor-indoor cat also testing positive for bird flu. Local health officials are working with the NJ Department of Health to conduct follow-ups on individuals who were in contact with the cats. A Mercer County man who has been in jail 12 times before is now accused of killing a 26-year-old woman in Middlesex County.
Victoria Lee of Plainsboro was reported as missing on January 30th. Police searched for Lee for nearly a month and on Tuesday found her body. Investigators found that 43-year-old Raheem Johnson of Trenton had been living with Lee and was the last person to see her alive. Johnson is now charged with first-degree murder as well as weapons offenses and violating parole. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
This portion of the news made possible by Edison Nissan. The Nissan President's Day sale is here. It's bigger than ever. Shop Route 46 Nissan, Route 17 Nissan, Edison Nissan, and Route 33 Nissan for presidential savings with 0% financing on the Nissans you want. A New Jersey pastor charged with sexually assaulting a teenager. Investigators say the assaults happened in January and February at 64-year-old Charles Brinson's home in Trenton near his church. The 16-year-old victim telling police that Brinson, who was a pastor at Brinson Memorial Church Incorporated, put a bottle with a clear substance inside up to the teen's nose, causing the victim to pass out prior to the alleged assaults. In 2008, Brinson was also arrested and charged for allegedly sexually assaulting a 15-year-old, according to 6ABC. To better serve concertgoers and commuters alike, Newark Penn Station will now have customer care representatives to speak with during the mornings and afternoons. New Jersey Transit President and CEO Chris Kalluri unveiled the pilot program on Thursday.
They'll be in orange vests to make sure that they answer any questions our customers have about our service, about delays, about on-time issues, or if they need general directions.
He says he wants the 90,000 people who use Newark Penn daily to have the best experience possible. Overnight closures for cleaning and upgraded display monitors are also in the plan. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. How is the weekend shaping up? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic and what...
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. I can't believe we're getting ready to turn the calendar page from February to March. There's a lot of variety in this forecast. The bottom line, if you don't like the weather, wait a day. Today is quite a bit cooler than the rest of the week here with highs 45 to 50 degrees. Not awful. Mostly sunny skies and a stiff breeze blowing through New Jersey. Tonight we'll see a few clouds with lows around 40. Into the weekend we go and tomorrow gets windy, with sun and clouds and a slight chance of a quick shower. Highs tomorrow surging into the mid to upper 50s. But a strong cold front knocks back temperatures big time for Sunday. It'll be a cold and blustery day with sunny skies. Morning lows around 20. Sunday afternoon highs only in the mid 30s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Thank you, Dan. And right now across New Jersey, we've got 42 degrees in Phillipsburg. It's 46 in Princeton. Cherry Hill is also 46. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Guaranteed Service. Heating system not keeping you warm, leaky faucet, backed up sewer line, or not enough hot water. Call Guaranteed Service today and get your complete heating system tune-up for only $77 and stay cozy all winter long. Visit GuaranteedService.com or you can call them at 1-800-GUARANTEED.
New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.